This is Washington Watch Weekly, your voice in Washington, D.C. on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. And now, here's the host of Washington Watch Weekly, Tony Perkins.
Well, greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Rosalind Bergen, filling in as host. Tony is in Honduras this week on a missions trip. He is with a small team working with an orphanage that his home church sponsors. He'll be back next week, and I am sure he will give us an update on this outreach to children whose parents have died from AIDS. In his absence, the show must go on, and it is a good one. On today's show, it's been a week since hundreds of thousands took to the streets of Washington to protest the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade. We will recap what happened at FRC's special event, Blogs for Life, and give you excerpts from what several speakers had to say. We will also talk to a group that makes the Fight for Life their everyday mission. Before Tony left for Honduras, he recorded an interview with an inspiring duo who takes today's ultrasound technology on the road in their mission to protect mothers and their unborn children from abortion. You don't want to miss this inspiring interview. But first, let's take a look at what's happening in Washington in our Capitol Hill News update. On Wednesday, President Obama delivered his first State of the Union address. In the address, the president outlined an agenda that includes changing the law to allow homosexuals to serve in the military, moving the country closer to socialized childcare, and also continuing his push for a nationalized healthcare system. FRC Senior Fellow Peter Sprigg explains where the president's agenda will take the country.
This would be very damaging to the standards of good order, morale, discipline, and unit cohesion in the military, just as Congress declared when they passed the law in 1993 that said that homosexuality was incompatible with military service. It's simply not fair to put our soldiers in positions of forced cohabitation with people who may be viewing them as sexual objects. And the inevitable result would be an increase in sexual tensions, sexual harassment, and even sexual assaults within the military. That's the last thing we need at a time when we're trying to fight and win two wars.
Every year, Super Bowl TV ads, predictably, receive a lot of attention. But this year, a Super Bowl ad created by Focus on the Family is the center of attention. The 30-second ad will tell the inspirational story of a mother who, despite her doctor's recommendation to have an abortion, chose life. Her son grew up to become Heisman-winning Florida Gators quarterback Tim Tebow. Gary Schneeberger, spokesman for Focus on the Family, tells us more.
We're extremely excited here at Focus on the Family to have the opportunity on Super Bowl Sunday to present an ad centered on the theme of celebrating family and celebrating life. The Tebows have been great to work with, and what people will see that day is a very inspirational story at its root, 30 seconds of a mother and son who very deeply and very demonstrably love one another. So I encourage everybody to tune in on February 7th.
In Virginia this week, pregnancy care centers won a huge victory after legislation targeting the centers was killed in the House and the Senate. Legislators rejected the bills after hearing testimony from patients who have been greatly helped by the staff and volunteers of pregnancy care centers. Jeannie Monahan, FRC's director of the Center for Human Dignity, shares more.
In recent weeks, NARAL Pro-Choice America has multiplied attacks on pregnancy resource centers in Virginia and Washington state. The legislation under consideration would require PRCs to comply with medical accuracy standards that are usually reserved for hospitals and other health clinics, among other stipulations. In Virginia, thankfully, the bills weren't successful and actually died in committee on Tuesday night. However, in Washington state, the hearing concluded Wednesday without a vote, but will be revisited soon.
That's the news this week on Washington Watch Radio. Last week, hundreds of thousands gathered on the National Mall to protest the Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade, the infamous court decision that legalized abortion on demand until birth. Congressional leaders and church leaders spoke to the thousands of marchers explaining how the pro-life movement is successfully changing hearts and minds, even as Congress and the Obama administration advance pro-abortion policies. That morning, FRC hosted its fifth annual Blogs for Life conference, featuring pro-life panels and speakers who discussed using the web to advance the pro-life cause. Among the speakers were two congressmen and the director of a pregnancy counseling center. Their thoughts next on Washington Watch Radio. Every year, America's 2,300 pregnancy care centers serve over 1.9 million people. Family Research Council's groundbreaking report, A Passion to Serve, A Vision for Life, tells a largely untold story of this vast charitable movement. Family Research Council is making this first ever in-depth report available to you, our listeners. Visit our new website, apassiontoserve.org, to download or order your copy. Again, the website is apassiontoserve.org. Welcome back to Washington Watch Radio. Last Friday, hundreds of thousands gathered to march for life in the nation's capital. At FRC, we held our own pro-life blogger summit, giving pro-life bloggers the chance to hear from other bloggers, activists, and congressional leaders. Carol Clues is the executive director of the Center for Pregnancy Concerns in Baltimore, Maryland, a center founded in 1980 to provide women with unplanned pregnancies a place to explore their options. Recently, the center came under attack by abortion groups and the city council. Carol Clues details the attacks.
Recently, a bill was introduced to the Baltimore City Council in response to a request made by the National Abortion Rights Action League and Planned Parenthood. The bill stated, and I quote, "A limited service pregnancy center must provide its clients and potential clients with a disclaimer substantially to the effect that the center does not provide or make referral for abortion or birth control services. The disclaimer required by this section must be given through one or more signs that are written in English and Spanish, easily readable, and conspicuously posted in the center's waiting room or other areas where individuals await service," end quote. These groups allege that women, volunteers of theirs posing as clients, were being coerced and lied to about what Baltimore City pregnancy centers do and do not do. The penalty was initially $500 a day for noncompliance. There were hearings at which many people testified from both sides. The bill passed, of course, by a wide margin, and our signs are in place as of January 4 of this year. Because there was nothing in the bill regarding the placing of other signs along with the mandated sign, and we now have a second sign in place, which is beneath this one, and it's a little bit bigger, and it's got a very pretty, bright pink rim around it, and it's clear what it says. We're committed to the sanctity and quality of life. Our services are free. And here are all our free services. So we feel a little bit victorious in that regard, too. Well, you could say that the pro-choicers won this round. They got their way, and the signs telling our clients what we don't do are indeed in place. But we won in a lot more ways. As I said, we received more advertising and publicity than we ever could have paid for. And regardless of how the council voted, they heard the truth from us, just as the public heard the truth from us. God was truly in the midst of it all. It reminds me that, as the old hymn says, while we do his good will, he abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey.
Congressman Todd Akin represents suburban St. Louis and is a longtime champion for women and their unborn children. The congressman shared his thoughts to the hundreds of bloggers, both in attendance and watching online.
The world's great leaders have something in common, and it is the fact that they doggedly hung to some cause, even when it seemed that all hope was lost. That is common for all of our great leaders, from the pilgrims on the beach there at Plymouth, Massachusetts, to Washington at Valley Forge. And yet those great leaders also discovered that God in His providence can provide deliverance from unusual quarters. We saw something of an example of that just a couple of days ago. We are threatened by a large socialized medicine bill, which, among other things, is a tremendous threat to life. And we saw God provide deliverance from certainly an unusual quarter politically. If you had said a couple of months ago that deliverance would come from the state of Massachusetts, people would lock you up. They would say, you've been in the cause too long, you've been on the job too long. And yet God delights to amuse us with his sense of humor and has provided us some deliverance, it appears, from this government-run healthcare proposal. The parallel, it seems to me, is that there are many people who have been in pro-life, in good times and in bad. We had some years when we put two solid original constructionists on the Supreme Court. Those were encouraging years. And we've had the last year when we felt like we were fighting with our fingernails just being dragged toward the abyss, in good and bad. And in good and bad, there are great Americans who have stood firm in this cause, because this enterprise is solid. It is based on truth. It is based on the image of God stamped in human beings, the value and the worth of each individual person. You have been, in this primary characteristic, parallel and similar to the great leaders of the world. And so that's a long and complicated way of saying thank you to everybody who has been involved so many years and continues and will continue, I have no doubt, because of the perseverance that we have already seen and you've shown.
Next, we have comments from Congressman Jim Jordan, who is in his second term representing Ohioans living in the state's 4th Congressional District. He received the Defender of Life Award as a state legislator and is now a leading pro-life advocate in Congress.
Four things I want to thank you for and just the entire pro-life movement. And the first one is this, and I do this every single time I get to talk to a pro-life group. You know, my time in the State House, my time in the State Senate, and now here in Congress, there are always lobbyists, there are always interest groups that want to talk to me. And they want to talk to me because they got legislation they're concerned about, and the reason they're concerned about is there's money at stake. I mean, let's just cut to the chase. But the pro-life community, the pro-life movement is that one interest group who was involved in public policy, who was involved in the debate, and they have nothing to gain financially. You simply do it because it's the right thing to do. You simply do it because it's the truth. And I so appreciate that fact. And it's something that I think just shows the uniqueness and frankly, the real concern that so many people have about this most fundamental issue. The other thing is, I told this group of students last night as well, I want to thank you for understanding what the founders understood. You know, we hear this every year when we come to town. We hear this talk and this kind of speech. But I think it's always worth repeating. The founders got it right. You know, no other country was started on the premise that this nation was started on. And I tell people next to Scripture, those words that started the Declaration of Independence, that document that started this grand experiment we call America, this grand experiment in freedom and liberty, next to Scripture, those first lines are the greatest words ever put on paper. We hold these truths to be self-evident, all are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and two things jump out at you from that statement. The first and the most basic is there's a Creator. No other country started with this concept that we as human beings get our rights from the Creator, we don't get them from government. That fact alone sets us apart. It's what makes America so unique, what makes America the greatest nation in history. We get our rights from God because simply we're created in His image and we're human beings. And it's government's primary job to protect your rights. And your most important rights, it's always interesting to notice the order the founders placed the rights they chose to mention. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Can you go after your goals and your dreams? Can you pursue those things that have meaning and significance to you and your family if you first don't have liberty, if you first don't have freedom? And do you ever experience true liberty, true freedom, if government doesn't protect your most fundamental right, your right to life? So again, thank you for proclaiming that fundamental fact that the founders understood. And then third, I would say thank you for your willingness to take the risk. You know, we never get a fair shake. We're always those crazy pro-life people out there. You know, the press never wants to treat us fairly. That's why you guys are so important. The mainstream press, we're never going to get any assistance from the mainstream. Yeah, you've all probably read Cal Thomas from time to time, one of the guys in the mainstream press who does get it. And he's got a great line when he talks about the way normal Americans think and the way the elite national media kind of sees things. And he says, I get up every morning, I read my Bible in the New York Times so I can see what each side's up to. And there's a lot of truth to that. So, you know, my background's in athletics and in coaching, and You know, I tell student athletes all the time, you have to be willing to take that initial risk, to make that initial commitment, that full commitment, if you're ever going to accomplish anything of meaning or significance. So thank you for doing that. I mean, it's not easy. You face ridicule. You face it all the time from all kinds of folks, all that life. And you guys are in a right-wing conservative, whatever. Thank you for doing it. That's so, so important. And then finally, thank you for being optimistic. We're going to win this thing. Optimism is our greatest ally. Mike Pence has a great line. He says, "I'm a conservative and I'm not mad about it." And we should say we're Christians and we're not mad about it. We're America. I mean, in this tough, challenging time we face right now in this country, always come back to the basic fact: we're America. You know, this is the greatest nation ever. I've had the opportunity. I was sharing this with a group the other day, through the sport of wrestling, to travel to what was then the Soviet Union. I've been to Cuba twice. You go to places like that, you thank the good Lord you live here. I tell folks, I was in Moscow in February. It's like 400 below zero. I mean, and the food was terrible. The people are great. I mean, this is a testimony to the type of government, type of system you have in place. The people were great, but the system was so oppressive. And, Cuba's a warm Soviet Union. I mean, I was jokingly telling the group, Cuba is Gilligan's Island with terrible food, is what it reminded me of. So you thank the good Lord here. Continue that optimism. Continue to have that smile on your face. In spite of, we've had some victories in spite of the executive orders the president's done this past year, which have been tough and have been wrong, whether it's a Mexico City policy, you go down the list. We've had some victories. So continue to stay positive. We appreciate what you're doing. I call it the David attitude, and I will stop here and I'll take your questions. You all know the old story from Scripture. When the Philistines were camped against the Israelites, and every day the giant would walk out and issue the challenge, "Who will fight Goliath?" The Israelites' response was, "He's so big we can never defeat him." But David's response was, "He's so big I can't miss." That's the attitude. This issue, think about it, and apply it to this issue. This issue with technology now is so central, so important, so obvious, that if we continue just to proclaim the truth, we continue to bring youngsters like this little guy back here in the back. We continue to put the optimistic face on the gift of life. We're going to win. And so again, I want to thank you for what you're doing.
You can hear all of the speakers from Blogs for Life by going to www.frc.org. While there, you can drop off a donation to help the work of the Family Research Council, or you can donate by calling toll-free at 1-866-372-1212. That's 866-372-1212. Coming up, before Tony left for Honduras this week, he took a closer look at an outreach to women facing unplanned pregnancies that is steering women away from Planned Parenthood, literally. That's next on Washington Watch Radio.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council and host of Washington Watch Weekly. As I travel around the country and talk to concerned Americans just like you, I'm asked, what can I do to make a difference? My answer, pray, prepare, and participate. You can do all three when you sign up for my daily Washington Update and our legislative alerts. You'll know what to pray for, you'll be prepared by knowing more about the issues, and we provide clear action steps on what you can do to make a difference. To find out more, go to frcradio.org.
Welcome back to Washington Watch Weekly. Tony is in Honduras this week, visiting an orphanage that his home church sponsors. But before he left, he interviewed Sylvia Slifko and Stan Kellner, two champions of the pro-life movement. Stan is the president and Sylvia is the founder and chairman of Image Clear Ultrasound National, which runs 7 mobile ultrasound RVs around the country. The RVs travel to abortion clinics and give mothers the opportunity to see an ultrasound of their babies before they make the decision to abort them. Sylvia and her husband Steve are also supporters of other Christian organizations, including the Family Research Council. Here's Tony's interview with Sylvia and Stan.
Joining us now is Sylvia Slifko, the founder and chairman of Image Clear Ultrasound National, along with Stan Kellner, who is the president of Clear Ultrasound National. Sylvia and Stan, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, nice to be here.
Now, you all run 7 mobile ultrasound RVs. Now, these RVs travel to abortion clinics in places where you find women who may have situations where they need to see an ultrasound of their babies. It's really a window into the womb, and it helps them make
we hope, and the evidence would suggest it helps them make a choice for life.
Yes, that's correct, Tony.
Well, let me just start with this, Sylvia. Let me ask you, how did this come about?
Well, it came about as I worked in crisis pregnancy centers for a number of years, that especially in the one that I'd founded, we were really praying for some way to reach abortion-minded women. We were seeing women, but we wanted to be there for those women that really were contemplating abortion. So after many months of prayer, I felt that the Lord was telling me that what we needed to do was to get ultrasound and then to take it out into the world, not to just keep it in our pregnancy center, but mobily to take it out to women. So within 9 months from that, I believe, call from the Lord, we had a mobile unit up and outfitted and ready to go. So I thought it was kind of a neat thing that God allowed us 9 months to be able to do this.
that a little irony there,
yeah.
Isn't there? Well, Stan Kellner, as president of Image Clear Ultrasound National, can you kind of walk us through the process? You show up at an abortion clinic. Just kind of take us through the process of how this works for you reaching women.
You bet. And basically, Tony, too, another key phrase we like to think about is we go to the client rather than wait for the client. That's really a key issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we're out there, whether it be nearby an abortion clinic or at shopping plazas or whatever, our various mobile units around the country, they station themselves. It's not just sort of a drive along like a bus route where they might stop and be there for a short time. They literally go for anywhere from half a day, sometimes a whole day, in certain areas of town or certain areas of the county. And over a period of time, the presence becomes more and more known to the clientele in the area. And so the trust begins to build. And then basically they come on board when they see the sign. In fact, we had a testimony of a young woman in California. She was driving along, and she was curious about her pregnancy and was concerned, actually. Happened to see the RV sitting there saying Image Clear Ultrasound, parked her car, walked up to the RV and said, "Are you guys open for business today?" And so she came in, and of course these are free ultrasounds to all of our clients. So she came on board, saw life on the screen. Not only did it impact her about seeing that there was this baby in her womb, but then also through a careful, compassionate sharing of the gospel, she came to accept Jesus that very same day.
What's in the future for Image Clear Ultrasound? I mean, do you see this as an expanding ministry?
Oh, absolutely, and I'm going to let Stan tell you a little bit about that.
Well, Tony, what's exciting about it is as God is opening up more and more doors, like even in 2010, we have, even as we speak, somewhere between 6 and 8 different groups around the country that I'm in discussions with about potential affiliate status, and these stretch from some folks in California, down in Florida, over in Texas, up in Illinois. And so what our goal is, as we are asking God really to help fulfill this vision, is our goal is to be all over the country, literally even to global, as God opens those doors as well. But the whole idea of as we're pressing on, we're asking God to bring together the body of Christ in a way that perhaps has not been brought together before, because the whole funding of this concept and the whole outreach to the community, it obviously takes people of vision and faith, and we're excited that there are more and more folks who are finding out about what we're doing, and thankfully we appreciate folks like you having us on the air to help get the word out. So 2010 we see as a neat, I think, expansion year for us at Image Clear Ultrasound National.
Well, let me ask you this. How can our listeners help? I know a lot of folks, they pray about these issues. They write letters. They call their congressmen. They show up last week for the March for Life in Washington, D.C. But they also want to do more. They want to be a part of helping that mother make the choice to keep their child. How can they partner with you?
Well, Tony, one way we're thinking is that they can pray for us. We really need prayer in the direction, you know, that God wants us to go. And then if they're part of a pro-life group or just a group of people that are strongly pro-life and would like to encourage us, they could, with their prayers. We do need funding. We are fairly new, and so we don't have a big donor base, and we would love to have some funding so that we can provide these mobile units across the country. And I'm going to let Stan go on with the rest of this.
Yeah, Tony, I'll tell you, the thing that I think about is we're not just a faith-based medical services provider, because technically that's what, you know, part of why we exist, but we truly try to share the gospel at every point. You know, it's an opportunity where a client is at a point of decision in so many levels. And as you said, it does impact even their family and the community at large. So our desire is to really fulfill God's commission of going into all the world, as we said earlier, going to the client rather than waiting for the client. And basically, whether it be a pregnancy center, whether it be individuals, I mean, our goal this year even is to be able to raise $400,000, which would actually help fund 4 fully equipped mobile ultrasound units. And that's the RV, that's the ultrasound machine, the logo wrap, you name it. And that's an estimate based on, in some cases, folks have donated an RV to the cause or have paid half the amount or whatever. We're also hoping to obtain 6 new affiliates this year, because that'll help continue to expand what we're trying to do. So again, whether it be pro-life groups, whether it be pregnancy centers, we're in touch with some groups of donors that have come to support us, which is exciting because they want to see it happen in their community, whether there's a pregnancy center there or not. They just believe in us so strongly.
Well, Stan, thanks. And Sylvia, thank you and your husband, Steve, for the vision of not just doing the work of the Image Clear Ultrasound National, but of just being out there on the front lines, taking this message, this pro-life message, to the nation. We appreciate it, and we're glad to be able to partner with you.
Well, it's truly a blessing to be able to do it. So thank you, Tony, and thanks for all you do, too.
Amen.
Well, folks, we're out of time for this week's program, but I want to encourage you to visit our website, frc.org, and we'll have a link to Image Clear Ultrasound National. I want to encourage you, if you want to make a difference, I know Sylvia and Steve, I also know Stan, I know the work that they do, and it is important work. And I think that the distinction here, and I'm very supportive of the Crisis Pregnancy Centers. You know, we've done one of the most extensive research projects on them. I'm on the board of one, support them. But here's another way that you can take the life message out. So go to our website, frc.org, and find out more about how you can partner with Image Clear Ultrasound National. Well, until next time, remember, I'm Tony Perkins here at the Family Research Council, where our team is doing all that we can to defend and advance faith, family, and freedom for you.
Washington Watch Weekly is a production of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. For more information on anything you heard today, or if you'd like to find out how you can support the ongoing efforts of the Family Research Council, you can reach us by phone at 866-372-1212. Or you can partner with us online at www.frcradio.org.